right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
All right, everyone. Hello, Holly King here. Welcome to the Wild Kingdom Wellness Podcast. Today is Monday. It is February the 2nd, 2026. It is Groundhog Day for those of you that celebrate the hog. It's also a Wiccan slash pagan holiday called Imbolg, I-M-B-O-L-G. February the 2nd. What is Imbolg? Well, it was originally a Sabbat or a celebration as we think of one today, and it was a special day set aside to honor the goddess who was slowly turning the wheel of the year back to spring. Winter was considered a harsh season for our pagan ancestry and one which many died of diseases from, and also from malnutrition. Therefore, it is not surprising that most of the customs surrounded by this Sabbat are designed as acts of sympathetic magic to lure back the sun and speed up the coming of the balmy, warm spring. So, what am I talking about, ladies and gentlemen? I am talking about the Sabbat's book by Adane McCoy. I love to follow the wheel of the year as a practitioner myself, but it's more than that, y'all. It's about just being thankful and being aware that spring could be around the corner. And if you've been someone like me who has been snowed in off and on for the last 2 or 3 weeks, then you are probably looking towards spring. So, all right, you all, I've got a little bit of information that I'm going to share with you all today as I start this Monday podcast. And it's not that it's not good news. It's not that it's not bad news. It's neutral news. I am going to share with you all, ladies and gentlemen, some neutral news from the homestead today here at Wild Kingdom Wellness. If you are a client, a friend, a listener of mine, then you and I are going to get to know each other, number one. But number two, I want to explain to you all who I am first and then share with you what's going on in my personal world along with my professional world, but more so what I am seeing happening in the world around me when it comes to toxicity and social media nightmares. Okay, so we're going to talk about that today. So, for those of you all who do not know who I am, again, Holly King, I am a licensed massage therapist in 2 states. I am a Reiki master teacher. I studied Karuna Reiki under the advanced levels of the Yasui tradition. I am also a 200-hour registered yoga teacher. I am a certified health coach, a certified fitness coach, a certified aromatherapist, meaning I play with oils. I am also a tarot card reader. I am an intermediate astrologer, and I am now a certified Bible coach from the Trinity School of Natural Health. And a correction from the other day, I called the school that I just graduated from Trinity School of Natural Medicine. I am redacting that statement, ladies and gentlemen, okay? It is Trinity School of Natural Health. And y'all, I just finished my certified Bible coaching program. It was not something that I truly enjoyed, which surprised me as someone who grew up as a Christian. However, it was because I felt as if the content of the actual program was very right-winged, conservative, Bible only. The Bible is only, that's the only thing you should ever believe and nothing more. And I had a hard time with that, you all. Not because I don't believe in the Bible, okay? Trust me. I've read enough of the revelations to know, like, we might just be in the midst of the Armageddon, okay? But is it a spiritual war? Is it a physical war? Who's having, you know, this, all of the things that people like myself, spiritual people, see going on in the world around, you know, us. There's a lot of confusion. Let's just start with that. Okay, let's start with that today. And let's recognize that in the world that we live in, when it comes to governance, you know, belief systems, race, all of the things that all of the independent journalists on YouTube are talking about, such as, you know, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Young Turks, like all the people, y'all, all the people that I be following on YouTube all the time, they are trying to get our attention and trying to wake us up as a society and as a humanity to say, you know what, guys, we need to start looking at other forms of information outside of just one book like the Bible, right? We need to start questioning our history and our belief system as Americans, especially. Hello? Do y'all not see how the world is? You know, it's crumbling top down spiritually. Okay. And that is one reason I became a Bible coach, is because I wanted my Christian brothers and sisters, who I do believe in all earnest have a good heart. They believe that, like, unity is important, that humanity is important. But y'all, there is a sect of Christians, evangelical types, that don't believe that everyone has the right to exist. Okay, so there's this grandiose argument happening right now in the world of politics of whether or not we should be trusting the force over the people who are in charge of the government. I don't know how else to say it other than to just say, as a woman, you know, in the Bible Belt, and the woman that believes in the goddess and believes in, you know, fertility and prosperity and, you know, like, gardening and all the stuff holistic, y'all, all the things holistic that I believe in, including the goddess, okay, not just the gods of this world, but the goddess is trying to get our attention through holidays, through celebrations, through pulling together, coming together as human beings and going, you know what, I'm going to start praying first and foremost, above all else, that the world of hate and war, and whether it's spiritual warfare, physical warfare, greed, all the seven deadly sins, y'all, all the seven deadly sins, lust, anger, jealousy, all this emotional destruction that's going on in the world around us. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. When I say to you, if you will get in your prayer space, okay, and just start imagining the world becoming a better place, the entire oligarch system will eventually implode on itself. There's no way around it, okay? Technology has been implemented for harm and for good, okay? We're using technology as human beings, y'all. We are using technology, which, if you came from my background of evangelical, Pentecostal, you know, Church of God stuff 20 years ago, this device that I'm recording this video on was called the Beast, B-E-A-S-T. We were calling these devices the Beast 20 years ago in the evangelical church. And now here we are in 2026, and what's happening? We are using this Beast device, this beast of a device, you know, to watch each other just tear each other down and argue points that, honestly, y'all, don't make sense. The math ain't mathing for us people down here in the real swamp, okay? Because, you know, we're paying in trillions of dollars of our money, taxpayers, right? We're paying, you know, to have a flush toilet. We're paying to have a power grid so that we can keep our heat on when it is zero but 30 outside. Like, human beings, y'all, us normal people, us normies, like, we are sick and tired of watching, you know, the political system crumble all the while. All the while. It's all coming through your cable stations, your mainstream media, your CNNs, your MSNBCs. Y'all, the other day I went to the doctor, and you know what chapped my ass? Let me tell you what chapped my ass at the doctor last week. I walk in, and it's everywhere you go, in every clinic. I don't care where you go, what hospital you're in. They have these TVs on the wall in this medical facility, and they're blaring the news. Death and destruction. Death and destruction. Now, listen, don't get me wrong, y'all. I love my local weather people. Like, I do have people that I listen to on the news just for a few minutes in the morning. But y'all, inevitably, within 10 minutes of me turning on my television first thing in the morning just to catch a vibe of what the temperature's going to be, oh my God, they're already talking about who got murdered basically around the corner from where I live almost always, right? Because I live in a part of town that is not that well-kept. We'll just call it that. It's not that well kept, okay? So some people would call it a ghetto. And then some people say, don't call my area a ghetto. You know, that offends me. And I'm like, I get it. But we got to ghetto these people off the streets because on every corner, there's panhandling on my way to work and on my way from home, from work, okay, going home. It's every day. It's every day in mass, okay? Y'all, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of not talking about the things I see going on in the world around me. And so the other day, after ending up in the hospital, I ended up in the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack. It was an anxiety attack. I said, no more. I am not going to put up with things that I don't agree with as a person, but I'm also going to take my power back and return back the energy that I have been investing in being on social media such as Facebook and trying to like lead people to, you cannot, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. I cannot get people to wake up and realize that when they overconsume unhealthy social media content, that, ladies and gentlemen, is what me ex-Pentecostal was talking about, you know, 25 years ago when we said the beast is going to destroy our minds, okay? Here's the weird part about this particular message that I am channeling for you all through this podcast. Half of you all know exactly what the F I'm talking about, and the other half of you think I have lost my ever-loving mind, but you know I'm telling the truth about something because you're like, well, I do believe, you know, 90% of the people under the sound of my voice can say, I'm talking to you through airwaves that are invisible, principalities of the air, rulers in high places. Like, it's magic how these little devices work, isn't it? But y'all, is it so alluring that you can no longer function without having a mass following of social media, say something like Facebook, which is constantly, you know, people arguing, it's toxic, fighting. I don't want no part of it anymore. So I went in this week and I recalibrated my entire calendar. And I said, all right, I am going to, number one, come right off of Facebook forever and always. And I paused before I said that because I had to reflect. But I said, I do not need to be on that social media platform. There are other ways for me to get my message across of good news and hope and unity, you know, as a spiritual coach and as a Bible coach, without really having to deal with the fact of seeing my friends like not get along in my small groups. Okay. I want to talk to the big picture human who is out there going, you know what, Holly King, you're right. Like, we need to be very conscientious as human beings of the social media content that we are consuming. And if you have to take a social media break from Facebook or from Instagram or from TikTok or wherever you're spending your time, at least, y'all, you know, find some time to follow this podcast, Not that that's a capitalist plug, but guys, I'm going to share with you all my feelings about what I see going on in the world around me. And right now, I do have the right as an American citizen to speak my truth and tell my story about why I think, even inside of my own city here in the Bible Belt, okay, that's all I'm going to say. Y'all, we have stuff going on that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever, okay? Well, what am I talking about? Y'all, I'm a massage therapist by trade. That is my daily bread, okay? I do not get myself involved in any type of sex trafficking stuff anywhere. And yet still, our city, not the whole state, but our city decided to get together a few months back and pass a law, a county ordinance that says if you are a licensed massage therapist in the city I live in and I have an LLC, okay, so I'm a business, I pay taxes, all that stuff, do reporting, quarterly sales tax, all this stuff, okay? Okay, are you listening to me? The city mayor signed off on a rule that says effective March the 30th, if I'm not mistaken, of 2026, you have to purchase, Holly King, your company, your LLC, has to purchase a massage therapy establishment license. On top of the license that I already have as a massage therapist and have been practicing for a decade under, okay, same business model, like I do a lot of other things, the yoga, the Reiki, all that stuff, but y'all, listen, I gotta pay another fee to my city to be able to hang another license that says I'm a valid service entity and I'm not doing the sextrafficking in my office. And also, we are going to potentially come in and audit you, when we feel like it. I think it was like twice in a 6-month period. It was either that or it was twice in 6 months or something. I read the ordinance and I did not like it. There were so many other things in there that my professional peers as massage therapists, they were like, what is going on? We had no say-so in this. This does not represent our professional industry, ladies and gentlemen. Massage therapy, okay, of which your FSA and your HSA pays for. So it is a medical modality. Yet here I have to buy another license from the city. So all of a sudden to say, oh, guess what? Like, you know, in order to prove that I'm not doing the dirty behind the scenes, you're going to just charge me more money and make my life a living hell. Number one, that's to me, as a professional, is a HIPAA violation of my client's privacy to come and get a massage with me without worrying about whether or not Uncle Sam knows that they're getting a massage. It's no different, you all, than me going to my OBGYN and my gynecologist, who may or may not be a man or a woman, you know, and worrying, am I going to be harassed, you know, just because they have access to my hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-ha, okay? So why? Why were massage therapists targeted recently by the city ordinance to go, well, we're just going to make them all pay for another license, and then we're going to come in and inspect them, you know, because they had identified, and I believe the number, if I'm not mistaken, was 35 establishments in the city that I live in were doing illegal massages, okay? That could have been anybody, you know. Now, I am not pro at trafficking at all, okay? I would never, ever approve of that. But let me tell you something about being an independent business owner who is already struggling to pay the bills, okay? We are not going to take it anymore. And I'm not happy about what this ordinance has done to my business, but I know one thing for sure. I'm going to retreat into my spiritual space as a massage therapist and stick with my corporate company for a while, but don't think for 2 seconds I am not paying attention to what's going on in the world around me when it comes to heavy-handed, bureaucratical, oligarch, elite BS, because they all need a fucking pay cut. Do you hear me? All right, this is not meant for children. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Listen to me. You really are going to want to subscribe to this podcast, okay? While there is breath in my body, I am going to be very open and honest with my own personal experience as a human being, because I have a right to tell my story, why I've been married 5 times, why I believe what I believe when it comes to, you know, government theories and conspiracy, which is massive. I've seen both sides. I have lived and eat and breathed, y'all, both sides of all the fences, okay? I literally have hammered the fences into my spiritual walk, okay? And I am weaving in and out of some fences right now, okay? So, you're not going to want to miss any of these episodes, because I am going to share with you all the things that are going on in my life so that you understand that you are not alone out there in this world wondering, like, you know, is my welfare check going to come? Like, that's not the type of energy that I want anybody in my circle or beyond to have to live, you know, with. You should never have to live in fear, okay? Especially if you live in America. Now, there's a whole lot of other topics that's going to kind of like bring us around to in future episodes. But here's the thing, guys. You know, I know that sometimes people make choices, and when they make choices, there is only so much that you can do for that person, because at the end of the day, you know, if you're collapsing under the anxiety and the weight of the world of what, you know, is going on around you, you have to take your mental health, like, you have to take hold of your mental health and go, that's it. If I have to cut off this person, this, change jobs, you know, move in different directions, you know, sell a house, buy a house, whatever, adopt a kid, you know, I mean, it's like whatever you decide to do as a human being, you want to know that somebody in the world around you sees you spiritually, and that this warfare, this spiritual warfare that's going on between all of these different, you know, cultures and countries, I can't deal with it, y'all. I can't deal with it. And so again, while there's breath in my body and my mind and my spirit, you know, while the prana is flowing through my chakras, we're going to talk about some stuff. So I love you. Remember, today is Monday. The moon is in Virgo, and the color of the day is lavender. We are celebrating the fire energy of Imbolc. It is Groundhog Day, and good luck to the groundhog, because here where I live, there's still like a hell of a lot of snow on the ground. So anyway, like, spring can come very quickly. I beckon thee, old god of summer. Y'all, it's a lot. So I hope it made sense. Love you. Remember, live the dream. And we're going to talk soon. I will see you later. Bye.
All right, guys, just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health, or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later, all right? Bye.